Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, Marcus Hayes in for John today. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this beautiful Thursday morning, following up on an even more beautiful Wednesday night. Because the Phils did what the Phils do. And ladies and gentlemen, lately, that's just win. Almost every game. It really is amazing. Look, we'll talk about another stirring comeback by the Phils last night. By the way, they get ready for afternoon baseball today. We get ready for afternoon baseball today here on WIP at 12:30. Phils and Marlins as the Phils go for the sweep. We'll get into the Kevin Durant 76ers situation. Jalen Reagor, what he said yesterday after practice. So it's all up ahead, all of it with you. On the phone lines. And again, a short show today, so get in and get in early. 215-592-9494. Marcus, good to see you, bud. How you been, man?
I got to tell you, last night, it was like a Hayes family festival of baseball.
Real? Look at that.
It really was. I got a 10-year-old daughter who doesn't play baseball, who doesn't play softball, asked to stay up an extra half hour to watch the end of the Phillies game when they were down 3-1.
So she's in. She's been tracking. She's interested.
She knows the names of the players.
Yeah, that's
good.
She
doesn't know all the rules.
Sure.
She's a soccer player and a basketball player and a lacrosse player.
Yep.
But and my wife, who played basketball at Penn, is sitting there screaming at the – so let me – I got to tell you. and they get it. Like, they understand that Gene Segura was hurt. You know, my wife's like, oh, he's back.
Yep.
And, you know, he starts the rally in the eighth inning. Bryson Stott, who she loves, he's like, oh, why is he playing shortstop? Well, because Didi's gone.
Sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
And then Brandon Marsh, he's like, who's this guy with the beard?
Right.
I'm like, well, this is what they hope for him as he continues the rally. And then Kyle Schwarber, he gets up there and he's like, oh, he's going to hit a home run. I don't think he had a home run last night, right?
Correct.
And she's like, wow, maybe he can hit better than 205 or whatever he's at right now if he keeps hitting getting these base hits. And Alec Bohm, who she's loved since day one, hitting 350 since mid-June.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that sort of family enthusiasm, that's awesome. Because I'll tell you what, Marcus, last night, first time I said to myself, and I probably haven't said this in 11 years about the Phillies. Last night I said to myself, I love this team.
How much do you love
them? Pretty good amount, man. I mean, I'll tell you, they are playing some great baseball. Let's listen. I want everyone, and obviously we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Your reaction to last night's game, obviously the massive comeback. I mean, it's not a massive comeback, but it's an important comeback. It was a stirring comeback. The 2.5-month stretch, all of it on the line again, 215-592-9494. But let's listen to how it went down last night. Eighth inning, Phils are down. But in the top of the ninth, they weren't down. Because in the bottom of the eighth, they came back. Here's how it sounded last night.
3-2. And a swing and a little dribbler up the third base line. It will work out for the Phillies. It dies in the grass. And Segura is on with a leadoff hit. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined up the middle. A base hit for Stott. Into center field. Stopping at second is Segura. Contra looking back at Segura. Out there at second base. Pitch. He's not bunting. And he swings and hits it back up the middle. A base hit into center field. Segura around third. He's going to score. Stott on his way to third. And Brandon Marsh can't get the bunt down, so he slams it back through the box, and it's a one-run game. 3-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ripped into right. It's a base hit. The game is tied. Marsh around second, headed for third. He's going to stop there. Kyle Schwarber with his third hit of the night. And it's 3-3 here at the bottom of the eighth. He kicks the 1-2. Swing and a broken bat floater. Caught by Rojas. Flips to third, and they don't get him.
After review, the call is overturned. The runner is out.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive into right center field. That'll be down for a base hit. And Schwarber around second. He's going to try for third, and he is safe at third base. They're on the corners, two down, 3-3 game. Alcantara ready and deals. And it's swung on, driven through the left side. It's a base hit. The Phillies lead it. Schwarber scores, and JT Realmuto comes through in the bottom of the eighth inning. 23,000 here tonight. You'd think it was about 43 with the noise they're making right now.
Love it.
Two balls, two strikes. Dominguez ready to pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A 99-mile-an-hour fastball, and Aguilar waves and misses, and the Phillies rally for their seventh win in a row as they beat the Marlins and Alcantara tonight. 4-3 the final. What a comeback.
Well, what a comeback indeed. I mean, really just – and here's the deal. And I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. If you know anything about our show, the history of our show, we do not just hand Rocky music over to those that don't deserve it. The Phillies could come back from being down 27-0 in the bottom of the ninth, but if they were like 500, no Rocky music. We might give you a montage. By the way, 28 runs in an inning might be a 17-minute montage, but we'd give you a montage.
A lot of work.
But we would not allow it to exist with Rocky music.
It's a high bar.
You have to. It is a high bar. You have to deserve it. And Marcus, when I look at the Phils, 7 straight, 12 of 13, 41-19 since June 1st, the best 60-game stretch for this organization since 2011. They deserve it. I'm loving this team. And I'm super psyched to see where they're headed. And I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. Marcus, talk to me. Your reaction last night, and where do you think this team heads?
Well, I mean, I was excited to see what Sir Anthony was going to do in the ninth inning. My wife was screaming at the television when he struck out the final hitter.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really crazy. The infectiousness of baseball, good baseball played, you know, 5 out of 7 days, you know, 6 out of 7 days. Does more for a city than anything else, and that includes a good football team because there are 6 down days in between, depending on, you know, what the schedule
sure,
says.
Sure.
So I'm excited to cover a good baseball team for the first time in a decade. I think everybody in the city's excited. And here's the thing. It's a very likable team now that the manager's gone.
I agree with that.
And, you know,
And Odubel gone.
Right,
and
right.
Familia gone. I mean, they got rid of a lot of dead weight.
They did.
A lot of dead weight.
They did. And let's be honest, they're 40-19 with Rob Thompson.
Right, exactly.
You know, so everything changed when Joe left. That doesn't mean Joe's a bad manager. He was just a bad fit.
Yeah, he might be a bad manager.
Elmore Ganny. 2 days ago, Elmore Ganny comes up with the lines as, you know what Yankees fans are thinking right now? Right. How many more would we have won without Joe Girardi?
They could be. Look, that's a good line by Al. Hey, 215-592-9494. I was asked a question yesterday by a caller during our show. You know, what do I think of the Phillies now? And again, this was about 24 hours ago. And I said, well, I'm all in emotionally. I said, I can't say I'm all in belief-wise because there are a lot of other really good teams. And let's be real, guys. As much as we are super psyched, they haven't distanced themselves that much from the other competitors for that third and final wild card. They're 3 games up right now, which is great. Two technically, but then they get the tiebreaker, which creates a 3-game scenario.
Which is huge. Against the teams they're fighting.
I know. Now, keep in mind, use last night as an example why I say I can't tell you I'm like all in on belief. I mean, I'm totally all in on excitement, enthusiasm, and all that. Last night, everybody else, all of them won. Every team that matters other than the Giants won. Right. The Cardinals won, the Brewers won, the Mets won, the Braves won. Yeah, the Phillies won, and yeah, the Padres won. So use last night as an example when I say I'm super psyched, but don't assume this is going to be an easy road because most of these other teams keep winning too, and last night all of them won. just for point of reference.
Well, I have a bone to pick with you, which we should get into a little bit later,
okay,
about expectations of teams in general, not just the Phillies.
Sure.
But if you live in a town, you follow a team or multiple teams, what should your expectations be? But it's more of a discussion than I think we want to get into.
All right, we will tee that up as we move forward. Always great to have Marcus Hayes with us here. Of course, in for John today. John will be back on Monday. Your phone calls all show. 215-592-9494. Talk to me. Colin in Washington Township. Colin, talk to me.
Yo, what up?
The Phillies are up. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, they're riding high right now. And, you know, I think for a long time we were just kind of looking at the Brewers and, like, they were in the lead in the division. So we thought, yeah, you know, they'll probably make it. It's between them and the Cardinals. Man, the more I look at it, I don't know. I don't think they're that good. Like, I think the Phillies are going to keep winning and be a legitimate playoff team, and I honestly don't think the Brewers are going to keep winning. I mean, them and the Padres both got a tougher schedule. Also, by the way, when are you going to say that Bryson Stott's a good player? I mean, I know you said that, like,
good question.
He was going to be bad forever and had no chance of ever exceeding what he was doing when he was batting 120.
All right, Colin. Colin, do you want an official statement on Bryson Stott?
I would love one.
All right, official statement on Bryson Stott. Ladies and gentlemen, I am prepared to say that Bryson Stott has improved to the point of now being below average. He's no longer a bad player, but he's not yet an average player. He has improved to below average.
Joe, don't say that. You're an idiot.
He does some nice things out there. Obviously, his hitting's still not great, but he does a lot of other things well. He fields well. He runs great. He's got a lot of speed. He can go first to third. You see that? I'm intrigued to see where it can go. And obviously, I want to see him, you know, hit better. But he has clearly picked it up from where he started this year.
So, Colin, what has changed with the Phillies that makes you more bullish on them than you were a month ago?
Well, we're seeing guys actually start to play up to their contracts a little bit. I mean, we're all saying JT might be done, might be just too overpaid. We shouldn't have signed him. Well, he had a big hit last night. He's been on fire for the last month. Castellanos has been picking it up. All of a sudden, our bullpen's one of the best in the league. You know, maybe we were wrong when we went from Kapler to Girardi. We're like, oh, it's a 10-game difference. Well, that didn't work out.
Yeah, and listen,
but then
Con,
we went from Girardi to Thompson, and, you know, look at the results.
Yeah, it's a 25-game difference. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll rock your calls all show. Your reaction to last night's Phils game, the comeback, tremendous. The two-and-a-half-month stretch, even more tremendous. And obviously curious your reaction to it all and your level of belief moving forward with this baseball team, which, again, I'll say today for the first time, I love this team. I love their heart. I love their passion. I love their intensity. I love their fight. I love their competitive instincts. And I like their improved defense, which was really on display last night with, I believe it was, four quality defensive plays, which was wonderful to see. Jetta Cameron, Marcus Hayes, your calls all show. Again, short show today. Phils baseball today at 12:30 right here on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.